B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right. Happy Friday. Hi, Hardy. Happy Friday to you.
Hi.
Happy Friday to you.
How you doing?
I don't think Fred's squirt germs can travel all the way over
here. Yeah, I'm closest to them, though.
So but, yeah, why don't
I'm closest
you,
to them.
Why don't you do a little...
Yeah, hurry up to wipe down so you don't get sick from Fred.
You don't think he was sick.
You know what I think about every time Fred is not here for a day?
Is he still there?
He's out there.
Yeah.
It really disrupts
the rhythm
of the show.
Hear me. He'd laugh too. Remember that bit you did with him, Hardy? Fred is dead.
Fred is dead. I think that fan favorite.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I can't wait for summer.
Fred is dead bit.
Look at him out there. He looks sick. Hey.
All right, good. Yeah, sorry, just trying to clean up here. Get the sickness out. How you doing, Zo?
Good. These guys are nasty.
Good. You know what's picking up steam? I feel it. I could feel this topic picking up steam the last 24, 48 hours. Rob Gronkowski back to the Patriots.
No.
Could feel it picking up steam.
Explain to me why.
I could feel more people talking about it. I could feel it entering the sports conscience of New England a little bit more as the days go on.
Eager to find out why you think so.
Maybe it's the bye week. I see more stories written about it. I see it discussed in more places. I see, I don't know, just his presence online maybe a little more. I don't know what it is, but I think it's picking up. I think it's picking up, Hardy.
I've seen some online presence with Rob Gronkowski about other like TV ventures and things of that nature.
Yeah, and
but
I'm
not
so,
about playing football.
Yeah, I understand that, and you know where I stand on this. I've never thought that he's coming back. I still don't believe that as of right now he's coming back. I think Rob Gronkowski sitting at home saying, "I'm not coming back to play football." These guys can talk about me playing all they want.
Hang on,
I'm not coming back to play football.
Hang on,
why?
They lose next week and look like crap on offense. Does this pick up steam? Even. Times 100.
The discussion?
Yes.
No doubt about it.
Oh, it'll be topic number one.
Absolutely.
It's almost like the offense has to come out and come out humming against the Eagles off the bye to put this a little bit on the back burner because I don't think it's getting off the stove. I don't. I stand by what I believe.
Here's what Greg Bedard wrote today.
Oh.
Boston Sports Journal. Again, another example of the conversation picking up in places. He said, "I don't want to do this. I didn't think they would need to do this.
He never did.
But I think it's time. The Patriots need to flash a number 87 spotlight into the sky over Gillette Stadium. Make the call. The Patriots need Rob Gronkowski back in uniform for the close of the season. If Gronkowski wants to stay retired, that's fine. He more than deserves to be happy and live the rest of his life without the pain associated with the National Football League or the stress that comes from playing for Bill Belichick. I don't even think the Patriots absolutely need Gronkowski to win another Super Bowl. They're still the favorites in my mind. The defense is still great and could indeed carry this team to a title. But I can tell you, Gronk would make it a lot easier for Tom Brady, Josh McDaniels, and this Patriots offense that gets more and more painful to watch each passing week. Meanwhile, Sports Illustrated's Albert Breer, you know him as Bert, he comes in once a week on this very show. He polled NFL executives on several topics. And one question recently posed to NFL executives was this. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Which coach is doing the most with the least and why right now in the NFL? Who do you think the answer was?
I mean,
think
about it. McDaniels.
Yeah, I guess it could have been McDaniels, but I think they were looking for head coaches.
Oh, Bill.
But there were multiple answers. The one you were referring to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know what they said.
One executive pointed to Bill Belichick and explained why the 67-year-old coach is going, is doing a great job this season. A little typo there, Bert. Bill Belichick is doing the most with the least. This is a quote. He's missing two offensive tackles and a center. Doesn't have a mismatched tight end or wide receiver, and his quarterback is aging. They have some Pro Bowlers in the secondary, but no game wreckers up front. And two of their best, Collins and Van Noy, did not play nearly the same with their other teams. Neither did Shalik Calhoun, Lawrence Guy, or Stephon Gilmore, to name a few.
I think that last one right there about that defense is a little overreaction to what took place the other night.
Yeah.
Because Jamie Collins has been a freaking home wrecker all year.
Now we're going to put down Stephon Gilmore. Gilmore's not that good.
All of a sudden now, Hightower and Collins aren't home wreckers up front.
Gilmore's only good because of Bill.
But this is the exact thing that I asked Bert about.
It's an overreaction.
A couple of weeks ago. And I was kind of gratified when I saw that because there's at least one other person out there, and Bert was one of them, but whoever this NFL executive was, who said this defense is getting it done at this historic level without having J.J. Watt, you know, without having like the obvious, oh, my God, this guy is coming to kill me on every single play type of player. They're getting it done through this combination of smart players, a little bit of patience, and yes, the ability to go get the quarterback when need be, but it's not like they do it every single time, and they do it with off the chart talent when it comes to pass rushers. They're good, but are any of them like the best in the league right now other than Stephon Gilmore?
But I bring up this because of the offensive part though, Hardy, because Zoe made this point about mismatches in coverage yesterday. They don't have anybody to set coverage offensively. That executive is saying the same thing Zoe said yesterday when talking about this. You probably remember.
But this goes to my whole stupidity of some teams too. Like they have nobody set coverage yet. Like Cleveland plays zone with two linebackers over Edelman.
Well, they're a stupid team.
You know what I mean? Like teams haven't even caught on to their lack of a presence on offense.
Aren't they going
to
play good teams?
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
Well, yeah, that's why you're worried. That's why you want Gronkowski back.
This is why I targeted this sort of next 2 weeks.
Oh, is maybe the need for Rob Gronkowski will become more apparent?
Cowboys.
Is that the Cowboy Fairy Test?
I hope.
The Cowboys game will show it the most, do you think?
I think it's a good target date.
Oh,
because Witten's on the...
The target date? The return date? Be out on the field playing date?
Come on.
It kind of has to. It has to be before week 13, right?
Well, no, he has to be back before week 13.
I think,
team, right? Does he
like
have to play in the game?
I think he's working his ass off from a cardio standpoint.
He has to be back on the roster, but does he have to play?
Oh, he's got to be in the 53-man roster, though.
Yeah, be on the roster, not necessarily playing the game.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Be nice to have him against Houston.
Is that the Gronk train leaving the station?
Think the quarterback be okay with this guy getting on a train? Train's moving, right? Harry didn't get on a train.
Awful train, Jim.
Who's the kid? Get the kids off the train.
Could you?
What are you, on a Polar Express?
Could you find a longer one?
It's picking up steam. It's not there yet.
No kidding.
Ooh.
Picking up steam.
I mean, time to take commercial break by the time the thing actually sounds like a train. Sounds like a dishwasher right now.
A slow dishwasher at that.
It's like a car wash.
How fast does your dishwasher move? It It sounds like a washing machine that's on its last legs is what it sounds like. I don't know. It feels like it's picking up steam, but I don't know that it means that Rob Gronkowski's any closer to coming back. I just think they might be getting closer to asking. And not maybe making the direct appeal, but at least asking, are you interested? And does that get him interested, simply the fact that they come calling?
I mean, do we really need to play grab ass on Twitter?
Right. I mean, does that need to happen?
So, like, I've played with friends that I don't really, or people that I know that I have friends, I really don't need to communicate through social media with you. I just pick up the phone and call you. So if this grab ass on Twitter is going on, and I'm talking about between the quarterback and the tight end, you know, 87 plus 12 equals 99. You know, nope. 100. Hey, man, it's a hell of a protein shaker you got there. I'll pump that for you. Really? You got to play grab ass on thing? If they're doing that, you think they're speaking? I would think so.
Do you think Bill Belichick is going to suck up to Rob Gronkowski to convince him to come back?
No.
Do you think Tom Brady is going to do it?
No, it's not his job. Nope.
No. They're not going to do it.
Bill, do one thing. You interested?
Are
he
you
says,
in?
No. He meanders? No, we're good.
Do you want to do it?
Want to do it or not, Rob?
But the fact that they call and ask might be enough for him to say,
like I said,
they want me.
Like
they want
I said,
me to come do it. They want me to come play.
Every,
just him knowing it.
Every great athlete that we've covered or known, or even watched, not even here locally, has had a retirement press conference. He's never had one. He's the greatest tight end to ever play. Something's up. David Ortiz even had an awkward one where he sort of sat there and it was filmed like on video, but at least it was one. He announced his retirement. Yeah. This is it.
Before the season started, though.
Yeah, but at least he had one. Rob Ninkovich had one and cried. All of them, Bruschi.
I'm taking a shot of Rob. But
yeah, I think the timing of year happened. They did it in training camp.
Timing of year, yeah.
It happened in training camp when everyone's there.
He's been back. He's been back a ton. His house is still there. It's a mile from the stadium. It's time for the quarterback. Pick up the phone and call him. He's always on his phone. 87. Dial.
He's probably saved his 87. What do you think he saved his phone as?
Wrong. Hey, honey.
Just for practicality purposes.
Have her reach out.
Are you
nice song or something for him.
Are you convinced he's a game changer if he comes back right now?
I am convinced he can help. Game changer? No.
Right away?
But damn it.
No.
N'Keal Harry can help.
All right.
Oh, I don't know that. I have no idea what N'Keal Harry
just
is.
Another.
Why does N'Keal Harry deserve any credit for
anything? If I'm a defensive coordinator and they break a huddle.
No offense, N'Keal Harry. You've never done anything in the NFL. I don't know. I don't know what you are.
If you're taking notes.
But
he hasn't had a chance to
maybe
yet.
He's Chad Jackson. How the hell do we know?
He's done more in the NFL this year than Rob Gronkowski has.
Okay. Please. Rob Gronkowski has a track record. Rob Gronkowski was making game-winning catches in the
Super
Bowl.
Are you convinced he's a game changer, Gronkowski?
After a few weeks of playing, yes, he will be. Yes. In the first game back, I don't know that. But
tell
he
you
will
what.
Be.
He will
in
command,
time, he absolutely will be.
He will command attention.
Is Gronk going to be okay for the next game?
I hope so.
Hey, how you doing, babe?
Okay,
doing?
But the need...
Man, you're an animal, too. Nice job.
No, you're a animal.
Yeah.
Just so you know that.
How are you feeling, honey?
Tell him that when you call. The need for Rob Gronkowski highlights that the Patriots didn't do a great job preparing for his departure. May the Patriots have another departure on their hands come this offseason.
Could have drafted that Oakland tight end last night.
Let's talk about this as it relates to Tom Brady going forward. We'll do that coming up next on this Friday. We get a lot to get to. Picks coming up at 10:50. Phil Perry today. RJ Bell. It's a football Friday, even though it's the bye week. Don't go anywhere.
Zoe and Beetle, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yeah.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
It's going down. I got it. I'm yelling timber. You're a movie guy. Saving that movie, John Cusack. In Your Eyes, the boombox.
Say Anything.
Brady shows up, his yard, like Say Anything, with a long trench coat on,
and
a boombox, playing Kesha. And Rob looks out the window, and the head just starts going. Let's come back. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. Bigger they are, harder they fall. Who's bigger? Here we go. Timber. Yes. What do you think? Round and round. Up and down.
Great.
Just as long as you are like indulging in this fantasy, just let me ask you again.
Look at this.
You think he's a game changer within like 2-3 games?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long?
It's coverage impact.
Yeah, he changes the game in a significant way for that offense.
You're thinking game changer, 5 catches, 110 yards, 2 scores. That's not game changer.
Well, how many of those games did he have last year, and how long did it take for him to get to that point?
I'm not putting a statistical element to it the way Zoe just did, though. I'm not guaranteeing 2 scores.
Was he a game changer in the beginning, middle of last season, or did he come on at the end?
He came on at the end in a pretty significant way.
Point and the structure of the route. And that's after having an entire camp and 10, 12 games under his belt.
Yeah, there were definitely stretches last year where he was not...
There was rumors he was dealing with the back again, and there was some other tightness in his legs. If he's feeling great, and I say this, okay, you take Ben Watson or you take Izzo, and you stick them on the sideline, stick them out in formation, and you run a linebacker out. Is Brady looking at that saying, you know what, I'm going to put it up to them? That's how you're a game changer, because somebody's going to slip. And it could be in Houston. It could be here against Kansas City, because they're stupid. And all it needs is to take that one guy out there in coverage. He can change. He can be a game changer as to how defense looks at you. And how do we set strength with our secondary? Because right now, I think you can be balanced. You know what they did last week? Because they didn't.
I need like 4 catches a game from them. I don't need $8 for $110.
I need four catches,
40 to 50 yards, and hopefully a score every now and again.
I just need
one
his
third
presence.
Down a game. One
I
third need, down a game.
He has presence.
Thank you.
You understand that it's presence. You know where Edelman is, and you know where he is. And you throw that in the huddle with Sanu and James White and Dorsett, it's problematic for defense. Because now, crap, they could go to their spread, meaning New England. And you look at it and go, we don't know where he's going with the ball. You know he's not throwing it to Watson. Watson takes up a space. Winslow takes up a space when they're in there. He may not get the ball for a couple games, but his presence alone changes the game. It makes teams nervous. Do you know what Baltimore did last week?
They
took their best coverage guy, their best defender in Earl Thomas. They put him in a box over the left tackle, and he kept fake blitzing. Then he blitzed. Then he blitzed. Then he blitzed. You know why? Because we could cover you.
Didn't make Jacksonville nervous last week in week two. Didn't make Detroit nervous last week in week three. Certainly didn't make Kansas City nervous when he had actually went for 97 yards because he had that 42-yarder.
Oh, when the game was hanging in the balance. Right. Yeah. Thanks for coming to me. Are you kidding me? Of course I'm coming to you.
Ryan Izzo could walk in here right now and nobody would notice him.
No, we learned that the other day because Zoe saw a picture of Ryan Izzo for the first time and said, oh, wow, I didn't realize that was Ryan Izzo. I've seen him on road trips.
I've been on 8 road trips. I've been in an elevator with that kid and I thought he was part of the video team. I swear to God.
He goes, oh, he plays. He's a player. He plays for the team. Plays for the New England Patriots.
Put a golf shirt on him.
That picture that we have right now
in
front of us.
Looks like Nate Diaz.
No, that makes him look really
cut bigger, up.
Cut and big. The picture we saw of him the other day, he doesn't look that big.
Not cut.
Not cut.
You got to shave that little spot.
Don't wear
the
spandex undershirt. Wear the baggy t-shirt undershirt.
It's not his fault. It's a bad razor.
I'm going to tell you this part. Hardy, that I think they lack a little bit, and that is the yards per reception. For Rob Gronkowski last year, it was over 14 yards. It was 14 point... I'll tell you what it was.
I know he's
14.5.
I know he's thinner. I know he hasn't squatted. I know he will be lacking some of the power.
Right now, Julian Edelman's at 10.5. Ben Watson, if you want to know that, is at 9 flat. Mohamed Sanu is at 8.7.
Like, if you're really... And Edelman made an interesting comment 2 weeks ago.
I could use a little bit of that.
Edelman made an interesting comment regarding Gronkowski when he was asked, you know, what do you think about Gronk? You know, you think, he goes, I sure hope he comes. We could use it. We could use him. Edelman said this 2 weeks ago. That's like one of your good friends. Like, if you knew I was retired, and I'm done, and somebody asked you, oh, no, Zoe's not coming back, you wouldn't say, I hope he comes back. We could use him. You know what I mean? If they care about him and they know he's retired, you don't answer questions like that and leave it hanging out there for public knowledge.
Unless the players want him to come back and the organization doesn't. That would be one reason he would say something.
Openly lobbying to get the team to get him to come back? Well, why would they need to do that, considering the owner went on NFL Network about a month ago and openly stated that they're hoping he comes
sure
back?
Hope he does.
Okay, unless the football staff doesn't want him. Let me rephrase that. Unless the football staff doesn't want him.
I disagree with that.
I disagree because...
Yeah.
If Rosenhaus... If Gronk wanted to come back and he told his agent...
You freaking brought Antonio Brown in.
Call everybody up and let them know I want to come back.
You want to win.
They could call everybody.
All hands on deck. They brought Brown in.
Gronk would tell his former teammates. Gronk would tell the owner. Gronk would let Bill Belichick know. And so everybody would know.
So then it goes back to what Hardy said. He just doesn't want to come back.
Yes. As of right now, yes. And I believe that's what... The only thing that's stopping this right now is Rob Gronkowski. So the only thing that needs to change
is an important component.
The only thing that needs to change for this to happen right now is the mind of Rob Gronkowski. That's all we need to have change.
In order to have a good tight end playing football, you first need to have a tight end that wants to play football.
Correct.
All you need for Rob Gronkowski to come back and play football is for Rob Gronkowski to change his mind and actually want to play football.
It's a small detail, but an important one.
Somebody hire a jackass or a donkey. Just take it to his yard. Hopefully, kick him in the head. Like, hey, oh, I want to play football again. Turn on the microwave for a half hour. See what happens.
Andrew's in Milton. Andrew.
Hey, guys. So in my opinion, the reason this is all picking up so much steam is just because, you know, they didn't really do anything besides Sanu with the deadline. And now, you know, what the hell else are they going to do? There's no other move out there.
Yeah, that's certainly part of it. The timing here, the post-deadline, and the skill, also the deadline set. Of when he can come back.
See, the skill set, I think, remains unfinished. Like, we know James White is a stick mover out of the backfield. Okay, you're fine there. Edelman, as we looked at the numbers, is quietly having the best year of his career.
Statistically.
But when you watch it, it doesn't feel that way.
No.
You don't see the breakaway. You don't see the scores. Like, every yard he gets, he scratches for. Dorsett, with another presence to how you become a game changer, could be your deep guy. Phil has caught everything deep that has been thrown to him. They did it with Hogan. How does Hogan get that matchup, right, against Pittsburgh? Or Jacksonville or somebody. Because Gronkowski's on the other side doubled. Or Edelman's doubled. See, you add that tight end to the mix. A good pass-catching tight end. Now all of a sudden, Dorsett can do what they want him to do. Dorsett can be your deep guy. He's fast. Smaller. He can get down and catch it. He catches anything you throw at him. I don't have a problem with that. That's how you become a game changer, too. It's not necessarily numbers and touchdowns. It's your impact and how you force coverage.
How badly do the Patriots need Rob Gronkowski to return? We are also going to talk about Tom Brady and how it relates to some of the quarterback play around the league. I said we were going to get to it here, but you know what? We may push that back a little bit because obviously you want to talk Gronk, so we will do that. We'll be talking a lot of football today as we prepare for a bye weekend. We'll have some time to watch some of the other games. We'll get to the football card coming up at 10:50. Go nowhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Boston app.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zo and Bertrand.
Come on, man. And with the local DBC news, Edo Kuje with a triumphant comeback.
More a solo. But tonight,
don't call it a comeback.
You know, I think I would agree with Greg Bedard that the Patriots don't absolutely need Rob Gronkowski to win the Super Bowl again. They don't absolutely need him. Their defense is good. I just have some fears about the defense now, given that they had a hard time with Baltimore. And if they have another hard time with Philadelphia, then I will be concerned and say, oh, they need to get Gronk back. They won't be able to just get by with their defense. Because my feelings about the offense all year have been the same. They'll be fine. The defense is good enough to carry them. Well, if the defense isn't good enough to carry them all the time, then they're going to need to add more to their offense. And the only way to do it is Gronk.
It makes it easier for McDaniels, you know, and it's not like, okay, you need to coach a new tight end up, right, teach them the whole system. It's plug and play. It's almost, oh, crap, we can do this now. We can add this wrinkle. Like, you're not bringing a guy in to catch him up to speed so he could kind of function with what you're doing, you know, not screw up. It's almost like you, wow, we could relayer some things now. We have some things we couldn't call or go to or formations because we don't have the personnel to do that. What the hell do you think they're in 13 personnel for? I know they call it 11. That's one-on-one, one tight end, one back, but I call it 13 because it's three wide receivers, one back. Why do you think they were predominantly in that? Because that's what they have to do. And they got to keep the tight end in the block. You know, you'll be able to flex the new guy and throw it. Because, oh, crap, we can't lay yours back and go get it because that guy's dangerous. He may not get catches, but he's dangerous.
Let's go to Dave, who's in New Hampshire. Hi, Dave.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good. Hi.
Big shout out to Zoe. Great job on all the play-by-play.
Thank you.
And obviously, it's great to have a quarterback's viewpoint on what's going on out there. Hey, I just want to say that with Gronk, it's great that you know, even the idea that he would come back. But let's face it, if he's not in good shape, it looks to me like he's lost a lot of weight. I'm not sure what kind of power and strength he has to be able to jump right in.
Yeah, you watch Jimmy Graham play for Green Bay at all? Do you watch the rest of the league at all?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, Jimmy Graham's skinnier than him. He don't block anybody. Who the hell's he blocking? Is he squat?
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm not.
Jimmy Graham's always been a finesse guy like that. I've seen him avoid contact. You know, I think Rob's in
Graham
shape.
Actually went before Gronk in the.
Yep. I would say that.
Why can't you come and do what Jimmy Graham does?
Part of the enticement could be, Dave, and thanks for the call, could be that they don't need him to block. Gronk, we're not going to have you come back and beat yourself up.
You don't have to lift. You don't have to squat.
I want you to run
around. The only guy that he's not a guaranteed upgrade over right this second is Ben Watson. He goes to the top of the depth chart, right up there with Ben Watson. He's probably ahead of him, but we don't know that. He's the only guy you can compare.
You could go two tights. He could be your move guy and Ben be the down guy. You tell me you put Rob in movement across formation, he can't block a guy coming off the edge? You're damn right he could.
He's better than Ryan Izzo, and he's better than Matt LaCosta today. Right now, not
Thank
playing.
You.
Not No training, nothing.
Thanks, Copernicus. It's a tough week for Jim.
But your people aren't. Why is it a tough week for me?
Why are you railing on Jim?
Oh, Jim, you said Jim and I were going at it this week, which we're not.
No, you've been going at it for like a month. Not about this, though. This is just a sports conversation.
Very nice. Very nice. Jim apologized on our text.
Why?
But I did.
They abscess.
My wife's a nurse. She said the abscesses typically start as ingrown hairs. I said, no, that's not ingrown hair.
It get infected, yes.
Maybe it was. Maybe it was by Jalen Brown. I don't know.
That's what you apologize for?
You think you had to go back last night?
Inside of the leg, they said.
That's what we were looking at. Here, the inside leg thing right there in that crease. Oh,
he's
my God.
He's shaving his thighs.
Yeah, but how big was it, though? Do you think they... Do you know that, like...
I don't want to talk about that. Stay on topic.
The bedpan thing.
Stay on topic. Stay on topic, damn it.
Bottom line is, he doesn't have to be an all-pro when he comes back. He just has to be better than Izzo and Lacoste,
and not
right?
only that, though, part of the enticement is Zoe, tell the guy that he's not going to have to go out there and kill himself.
He knows that,
right?
I think he knows that now.
Like, hey, we're not going to have you go out there and kill yourself. We want you to catch passes. Can you do that? Oh, okay. Well, that sounds like
last year. He blew off a good deal. Last year he blew off the whole offseason.
See, I think where if you're talking about the perfect scenario where Rob Gronkowski comes back and he's Rob Gronkowski, he helps you more in the run blocking and the pass blocking than he does it as much as he does as a receiver. So to say that, oh, all you got to do is come back and catch some passes, and Jim says, all you got to do is be better than Izzo or Lacoste, that's a pretty low bar you're saying.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's
a low
game,
bar.
That's not game-changing.
And you're
but
still
it,
upgrading.
But it helps you so much more.
And you're still upgrading because the other defenses are going to have to pay attention.
God forbid you got
to
block an outside linebacker or a safety, right? I mean, because when you're in a formation that you're going to be in with that personnel, they're not going to overload and put, hey, send all our five bigs in. They're going to run the ball. We're talking about like nickel runs and stuff. That's all wall people off. Do you think the Ravens came off the ball the other night? They didn't. They didn't kick your ass on the line of scrimmage. They walled your ass off. All you got to do is create lanes. You tell me Sony and Rex and James can't run through those type of lanes? Just give them a little crease?
I'm sure it can be done, but do we know right now at this moment that the salary cap would allow for it? I mean, obviously they're going to make
There's less maneuvering to do now.
And I have no doubt that they can do it. But it's not like someone's sitting there saying like, it'd be nice, but there's absolutely no way it could happen.
So much of the season has gone by that so much of the money is off that it is not going to require much to make it work. So
prorated for whatever he'd come back for.
So they'll be able to figure it out.
Well, he's not coming back, so it doesn't.
It wouldn't require a lot of work. It would require some work, not a lot. It's not a conversation worth having because they could figure it out. So,
Harper,
it can be maneuvered in a number of different ways.
About this.
Yeah. You worked up?
Yeah, get you worked up. All worked up now.
All worked up now.
Need some milk.
So it was all worked up. That's actually not good. It's actually not good for that.
Soothing.
For what, the heartburn?
Only temporary, because then the milk, you know, it's like the acid interacts with it. It's not good. Oh. Yeah.
Got an ulcer?
No. Nope. No.
You might.
Acid reflux?
Yeah, like that.
Yeah. Should take something for that.
A Pepcid? Peptid? Peptide?
No, I don't think
Peppa Pig? Papa Pig?
I don't think that's what you're looking for.
I got some Tums. Want a Tums?
That'd be good. That's a good thing to take.
I'll take a Tum.
Yep.
Don't give me one of my
That'll help.
Get me crazy. Thanks, pal.
That's good.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone, turn on the radio. Zoe's going to take a Tum.
I got a 3-pack. I'll give you a whole meal.
Wow.
Is Tum singular? Yeah.
That's good. Is having a Tum one Tum?
Yeah.
I mean, because it says Tums on the package.
Yeah,
does it not?
Like Skittles.
Right?
Yeah.
You're having a Skittle.
Yeah.
It was
a Tum.
Hey, everybody. This is Zoe. I'm here to tell you about Tums. When I have a little acid reflux, you know what I do? I reach in my pocket.
I take a Tum.
I take a Tum. Tum Tum.
Minty.
Tum.
Soothing.
Da, 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 da.
Coming up next, we get to our prime weekly picks. We did not do well last week. Not very good. Actually, very bad. We nailed that UMass pick, though. I think we should maybe work that in every week, taking the over on them. Let's check it out. We'll get to the prime weekly picks on the football card next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's so
stupid. Time for the picks.
All right.
Ready? Ready to go. Prime Weekly Picks is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Westwood.
Mm.
A proud member, Prime Motor Group's Westwood Collection on the Auto Mile. Visit mbwestwood.com. Well, we did not do so well last night. Last week, I should say. Over 70 on the Liberty-UMass game was easy money. Jim, way to go.
Good job, Jim.
Jim moves to 7-2 on the year. Jesus. He's got the best record of all of us.
I've
got
move to Vegas.
7-2?
Yeah, I've got the second best record.
I don't win when I put money on it, though.
I'm 6-3, and I had a loss last week that I'm still upset about because Jason Myers, that bum kicker from Seattle, missed as time expired in regulation. It would have sealed my win at Bucks plus five, but instead they had to go to overtime, and Seattle scored a touchdown.
Look at Jim's picture.
Jerks.
What are you so happy about?
Zoe had the Patriots winning by 17, so he took the Pats. That didn't work out so much.
They lost by 17.
That was
they lost by 17. 35-point swing or 34-point swing.
Worst pick of the week.
Yep. Hardy had the Lions plus 2.5.
They lost by 7.
T-Bone took Florida plus 6.5, and I think that was close at the end, wasn't it? You were right on the line there.
7 points.
7-point game, yeah.
Can NBC Sports Boston just put Jim's picture up from Facebook that they put use just in the screen alone? Thank you. All right, I'm going college here, guys. First time I'm going college.
Oh, this is scary.
Alabama, LSU, under. I know they score points. I think the defenses are going to have a hell of a game here. Defensive effort, under 63. 63, under. It opened at 65, so you can tell everybody's hammering the under. So it's starting to come down. I'm still taking the under. Is that what you're looking at, Jim? 63?
63, yeah, okay. I just checked.
I'll take it.
Is anyone looking at this UMass over-under this week?
Jesus.
No, because Army's like a running team.
So this is what I was looking at.
Teams, right?
So it's at 62 this week.
Under.
Army runs a lot. That's all they do. They don't throw the ball.
Would UMass stop the run?
Not that UMass will be able to stop that at all, but
he can make a man miss. You never know. make a man misses, and you're at 60, man.
62.
I want to hear the call of that game with the option.
Oh, these idiots.
Nice job on your
run. So I had a hard time with Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
By the way, you ever get a chance to see a game in Army? It's a great take. Great.
Oh, right on the river there. Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
Unbelievable. On the river. It's gorgeous. Especially
I would like that.
This time of year. Maybe a couple weeks ago would have been a little nicer before it gets cold, but in the fall, it's so nice.
I'm more of a Navy guy.
Yeah, I've been to both. I've been to both. Army's a better take, if you ask me.
Ooh, when's Army-Navy?
End of the season. A few weeks. Well, actually,
after championship weekend.
Yeah. It's first week of December.
Yeah.
That's right.
I don't think we want to touch that. So I'm going to have to look for something else. 62 feels like it's a little hard to deal with. Hard to predict. You got one, Hardy?
What'd you think of the Bears last week?
I thought they sucked like they normally do.
Mitch is very upset.
They're 2-6 against the spread. They are home, but they're favorites.
Over.
The Lions.
Take the Lions, dude.
Lions, restore the roar. 2 weeks in a row. They failed me last week, but they're going to get it done, son. They're going to get it done, son, in Chicago.
Lions are trended.
Is that what you got them at, Jim? Lions plus 2.5?
Take them.
Yes, plus 2.5.
It'll be Mitch. Rip Mitch's.
You're either Lions or Dolphins every week, pretty much, huh?
Yeah, I should go back to the Dolphins.
I'd like to take a road dog. Road Buffalo Bills at Cleveland this weekend.
Back to back road dogs then.
Bills are getting, well, yeah, I mean, common theme here in the picks. Yeah. Bills plus
sharp.
3 at Cleveland.
Shot.
And I think Cleveland stinks and I want their season to die.
Hey guys, how we doing today?
And I
guys
think Buffalo
are sharp.
Is going there to win. So yeah, I'll take the 3 points as a bonus. I think Buffalo wins the game outright.
I like it.
Give me the Bills.
Can I have some assistance? Do you want me to pick a crappy college game or a crappy NFL game?
Pick whatever you want.
Total. We're going total. Crappy NFL game or crappy college game?
You're 7-2.
Toss up.
Crappy NFL. Because I don't want it to be over on Saturday.
Oh, good. Actually, this one went down by 0.5. Cardinals, Bucks, two crappy teams. 52 is the over. No defense in that game. Over 52.
Give me one of those Tums, please. I can't say anything because he's 7-2 on the season, but
I know he's good.
The other one was Iowa, Wisconsin is like 38.
I feel better.
Two awful offenses. 38 points over. I was going to go over.
All right. All right.
T-Bone, what do we got?
Hardy might need another Tums. Because I'm going college.
Oh, boy.
And I love it this week. I love this pick.
Oh, I know what you're doing.
What?
No, do it.
You have no idea what I'm doing.
All right. Yeah.
Texas El Paso is one of the worst college football teams.
You tap. I don't know what you're, I don't know you what you're doing.
He's not going with that game. He just wanted to mention that.
Okay.
I am going with that game, actually. Against Charlotte, 4-5 Charlotte, UNC Charlotte, is minus 13.
What are you doing? What's your
pick? How do you even know if that's good or bad?
UNC Charlotte, like, really? Minus 13.
How would you even know if that's even good or bad?
And if you want to watch this game, it's on TikTok.
You couldn't point to Charlotte on a map of North Carolina.
It's on TikTok.
No, the game is not on TikTok.
No one else. It's just weird music in the background.
You and Julie Russell going
to
watch it together?
You have to watch a bunch of short videos.
Actually, I lied. It's on ESPN.com, but it's in a banner ad. You got to turn your ad blocker off if you want to see this.
What are you going to sit at Starbucks? Say you have Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
That's a 3:05 start, looks like.
Prime time.
And watch UNC that for a half Charlotte. Hour before LSU.
Minus 13, two touchdowns.
Why would you ruin our weekend for anybody's out of the gate?
You guys will be neck and neck. Those games will be coming out of the wire together.
Yeah.
Just trust me.
So yours is under. Yours could be over really quick.
Yeah.
These picks are all terrible.
It could.
All right, what do we have?
You think that creosote
Bills plus three at Cleveland. Zoe's got a college pick, which is?
Alabama LSU under 63.
Hardy? I got Lions plus 2.5 in Chicago.
Okay. No way that Ogeron's team's going to get scored 30 points or more on.
We have under in a game with two great college offenses, the Lions, the Bills, the Charlotte 49ers, and over in a terrible NFL game.
Okay. Well, then.
RJ may not.
Good luck to us. He may not
come on the show anymore after this week.
Good luck.
Just a waste of his time.
53% now. That's what we're down to after last
week.
Yeah,
our percentages are dwindling.
Jeez.
Good luck to anyone who chooses to get on board with us on this thing. Those are your Prime Weekly Picks brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Westwood, a proud member of the Prime Motor Group Westwood Collection. On the Auto Mile, visit mbwestwood.com.
What do we put 10 on this, right, Jim?
10.
Why don't we put 10 on each? Why don't we put 10 on each pick individually? Had we been doing that all season, we'd be up even more money. Because most... Yes. At 53%.
Even with the juice?
I don't know.
I think it'd be pretty close.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we should start it this week.
Let's get to headlines. 90 seconds, no commercials.
Put an extra 10 on the lines. I'll give you the money.
And we'll be right back. Do you want to talk about Tom Brady? And something we were going to discuss earlier, but we got caught up in the Rob Gronkowski discussion. So we'll do that right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Now, Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak, Bertrand, from our Town Fair Tire Studios in 98.5 Sports Hub.
Apples off the tree.
You always nail this one. You always do.
It's a good one.
You crush it, man.
I actually like this one.
Yeah,
good chip.
I'm glad you like this.
Listen, give it away.
Yeah. Come on, give it to me, Zolak.
Yeah.
Well,
I got a bad disease.
So far, so good.
Nice. Ate all the apples and fell off the trees.
Nice.
Turn my stomach down.
Turn my stomach down.
I threw up every way to town.
Leo loves it. Yeah.
All right, we spent much of this morning talking about Rob Gronkowski because the Patriots have done a really bad job of replacing him. They have. And not that that was an easy thing to do, to replace all-pro tight end.
I love this to the point that some national people have actually...
Oh, people are checking in.
Checking in to see what do you know there.
So...
Do your own work.
Let me ask you a question.
What?
About the situation at quarterback for this team. Because at this time last year, we were talking here and there about Rob Gronkowski saying if the Patriots win the Super Bowl, this guy will probably retire. Mm-hmm. He's getting close. He might retire. He had already talked about retirement the previous offseason. So if he was talking about retirement and then he's playing again, he decided to come back. He made a conscious choice and decision to come back. If they win, he's probably going to be done. And guess what? They won, and he was done. And he still is done as of now. Again, small detail, but important detail. Rob Gronkowski will need to change his mind in order for Rob Gronkowski to keep playing football.
Right.
All right. We'll keep mentioning that. As of now, he hasn't done it. Hasn't changed his mind yet. So we talk about Tom Brady right now in the same way we did Rob Gronkowski a year ago. You say it all the time, Zoe. If they win, he's what?
Walking.
He's retiring. He's not going to play anymore. If Brady does what Gronk did, and they win it all.
Okay.
That would be great. I mean, that first of all, that's best case scenario for this team. They do exactly what they did a year ago.
It's best case for everybody.
They go through the AFC. They go to the Super Bowl in Miami. They beat whoever it is from the NFC. They win the Super Bowl. It's number 7 for Belichick, for Brady. It's amazing.
Nobody's ever going to do 7.
And we're going to, celebrate it, and it's going to be incredible that they did that. And then the Patriots will be left with a similar but even bigger problem this go-round, this offseason, than what they were left with last offseason when Rob Gronkowski retired. This time it will be the franchise quarterback decided to walk away, not the all-pro tight end. And so I wonder, will they have as difficult of a time replacing Tom Brady as the team has had replacing Rob Gronkowski, which, again, has been very difficult for the team to do. So I just wonder, is it Jarrett Stidham? Is Stidham the guy? Do we know that? And I think of it at the bye week for this reason. It just so happens to coincide with looking around the league and seeing some of the starting quarterbacks right now that have popped up around the league.
Yeah.
And seeing the changes maybe in Jacksonville. They went from Foles. He gets hurt. They go to Minshew. They think they have something in Minshew, and he's now benched. They're back to Foles. You look at Cam Newton getting hurt in Carolina. You look at the situation in Pittsburgh. They've had 3 different starting quarterbacks there this year with the injury to an aging Roethlisberger. Right. What we thought and what we talked about in the preseason is a very stable position in the NFL. We went down the list, and we talked about it being a strength of the NFL, strength of the league. Quarterback had stabilized in the league. Look across the league. Most teams have their QB. Well, right now, it seems like it's a position in flux across the league. What will the Patriots do? Will they just go to Stidham, or will there be a bridge guy? Is what I want to know first.
Over troubled water?
A bridge over troubled quarterback waters.
Like Teddy Bridgewater?
I missed my chance. I played the wrong Red Hot Chili Peppers song.
When you're down,
played Under the Bridge.
Yep.
Feeling small.
Teddy Bridgewater could be an option.
I like Bridgewater. It's another good song.
Teddy Bridgewater is one. But there are other teams who have been in this spot before, and the Patriots may soon find themselves in this spot. And do they go with a kid because they've already got him on the roster? Do they draft somebody else in the draft as another young quarterback to compete with their other young quarterback already on the roster? Or do they go out and try and bring in a veteran sort of journeyman type of guy as the filler?
See,
the bridge.
I think it depends on what's the target you would bring in as the bridge. Like if it's a guy like Case Keenum, I would say no. Give me another guy. Like, it's kind of could play as a backup, but, you know, but like Bridgewater has elevated that team and kept them running at a high efficient level. Like, you didn't see like a massive drop off from Breeze. Now, different quarterback, different style play. But I think Teddy can move a team. See, I also think that if it's Keenum, I want to go with Stidham. I think Stidham looks like he can run. Like, Stidham didn't look like anything flustered him in August. I was impressed with the games. And that's a kid that operated continuously out of the shotgun and got his ass kicked in college. See, I think you get him under center, you coach him up. Now, that's the coaching, right? So they're going to coach that kid up. I don't want to overpay for a guy like a Case Keenum.
Okay.
I don't want to do that. But say you got a guy like Bridgewater or Foles. I'm interested. Yeah. Like those two type of players.
What if I told you?
Give me more names.
You could acquire a former league MVP who will be going into his age 31 season.
I don't know what you're doing. No. Cam Newton. Yeah. That'd be so different.
He'll turn 31 next May. So next year he'll be 31 years old. No.
And this is why no.
Could get traded by the Carolina Panthers.
This is why no. Okay? I'm going to stop you right here.
And you could get him for the 30s, the veteran years.
Nope.
As a bridge.
No, thank you. Extremely bad habits.
Yeah,
a lot of balls off the back foot.
Whoa. Hold on. You've got great coaching here.
Yeah, but you're going to change a guy that's been, you don't change this type of guy.
Why not?
Cam Superman, man. It's like Superman cape. Now all of a sudden, I'm going to be holding the ball high in between my chest and coming over the top. Everything's off the back foot. And that guy's played too much football in the league to think you're going to change him. A guy like Bridgewater, you could coach up even more because Teddy protects the football.
So let me get this straight. Yeah. If you had the option between Teddy Bridgewater and Cam Newton.
I'd take Bridgewater.
You'd take Bridgewater?
I'd take Bridgewater because of this offense. And
that
who would be
crazy
coaching?
Crazy to me.
Would you assume Josh is back again and waiting on Bill?
Yes, I would.
Yeah, then I take Bridgewater.
Under this scenario, I'm assuming that, but I don't know that.
See, I think it's just, I think the Carolina offense is simple. It's pretty simple.
So?
Yeah. Guy going in, he's going to turn 31. He's been beaten up. Throws the ball sidearm. I don't know. I think there's too many bad habits with him. Puts the ball on the ground, doesn't protect it sometimes. I think Teddy's more of that. I would rather have that game manager. I mean, I'm trying to think too. Okay, so supposedly they were in on Mayfield, right? Before the draft.
You think he's going to become available so soon?
Things might end badly there in Cleveland.
Yeah, I have a hard time believing that they're going to make him available this soon.
That's their guy, though. Like, how can he get rid of him? But I'm saying in a year. You know, I don't know. But I'm trying to think of other scenarios of other guys that would become available. Like, I wouldn't want to go your older veteran, you know, guy that kind of hasn't played but would want to come here for a chance to play. I don't need any experimental.
Fitzmagic?
Too much of a...
You don't want Eli
You thought
Manning.
About it, though. You thought about it. You didn't say immediately say no.
See, he's been with so many teams, and he's been able to play. Hey, say what you want about him. I'm not a big fan of Fitzpatrick.
Can you change him?
Smart kid, right? But, I mean, he's short, stocky. How are you going to change his delivery?
What's the timeline?
I don't know.
What's the
Oh, this is
shelf
coming.
Life.
This is coming.
A
though.
Year?
This is coming. I ain't ready.
Marcus Mariota.
Another tumble. No!
Thank you.
No!
Had to ask. Andy Dalton.
Take another tums.
Andy Dalton.
No!
I'm just giving you. Andy Dalton is signed through 2020, but he could certainly be cut or traded.
They've already made that change.
Eli
Manning. Not even starting him anymore.
Eli Manning probably still wants to play football.
Oh, God, that'd be bad.
That's a no. Jameis Winston's going to be a free
no!
agent.
No!
He's going to get paid, by the way. He's had a good enough statistical year where he's going to get paid.
So stupid for whatever team decides to do that. It's probably going to be the Bucs. Joe Flacco signed through 2022, but I don't think that will matter. Nope.
No.
Who's
the backup with the Raiders?
The backup with the Raiders is...
Gruden kept did he keep Peterman too?
What's his name?
He kept was Glennon. Is he still on the roster, though?
I'll check. They don't have any good backups.
No, thank you.
Drew Brees is a free agent. I don't even want to consider that in the conversation because I don't think that's sort of realistic.
I'm not going to call this game.
The same way I don't think Dak Prescott is realistic as an option. I mean, those are free agents, but that doesn't matter.
Who's Dak's backup?
Phillip Rivers. What if Phillip Rivers gets the boot in San Diego? I'm still calling it San Diego. I don't care. And
I do it all them kids.
And this is not my idea. I stole this one from Jim because I don't think it would ever happen. But I'm because
I watched him play last night. He was terrible.
I'm going to give it to you anyway. I'm going to give you this idea anyway, even though I don't want this to happen. I would not be in favor of this. Not a fan of Phillip Rivers. But he gets the boot there. They don't want him anymore. They're done with him. And the Patriots say, hey, why don't you just play another year? Come here for one more year. We can use you for a year as a stopgap.
I'd take him. That'd be fun.
I throw one last one out there.
What?
Because he's with a different team now. We forget about him. Blake Bortles. With 1 year of McVay coaching under his belt.
Zoe and I are biased on that one. Such an idiot.
They liked him, right? They liked him coming out of the draft.
Is he? But he's big, and what about coaching that kid up? When's he been coached?
Yeah, I'm going to take a pass on him. I'm going to take a pass there.
Interesting. Disappointing conversation this is.
Interesting. Pop another Tums. This is a bad thing that's coming.
This is what's coming if Brady wins and retires. It could be just as hard to even come up with a stopgap guy that isn't Stidham for just a year or two. Just to fill in for a year or two. We could be having the same type of conversation about quarterback that we're having about tight end today. 617-779-0985. Oh, stop. No.
Living in the past.
Not the bus. We'll get to your calls on this next.
Keep playing highlights.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Now, Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak, Bertrand, from our Town Fair Tire Studios at 98.5 Sports Hub.
Apples off the tree.
You always nail this one. You always do.
It's a good one.
You crush it, man.
I actually like this one.
Yeah,
okay. Good chip pepper.
I'm glad you like this one.
This and give it away.
Yeah. Come on, give it to me, Zolak.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a bad disease.
So far, so good.
Nice.
Ate all the apples that fell off the trees.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Turn my stomach down.
Turn my stomach down.
I threw up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.